Well, it's passed by Congress, but it's implemented by the states primarily. The states were commanded to create water quality standards, which is like a roadmap for achieving the goals of the Clean Water Act within each state. Each state had to designate the uses of each water body in the state, establish numeric, biological, and narrative criteria to protect those uses, and keep the already good water quality from being denigrated. An example of this is that the Upper Penobscot Bay, where the Nordic discharge would take place, is classified as SB, which is the second highest standard. Pretty good, considering once upon a time there was chicken waste from Belfast coming out into the bay, and it was an awful mess. It's now the second highest quality. We're not sure if they could actually ever achieve anything any higher, but it's something to be proud of, and it's something to be protected. Well, the idea of the permitting process, the NPDES permitting process, was to delegate that to the states. The EPA wanted the states to take that over. Well, a state had to qualify to take that over. Qualification required a letter from the governor requesting it, a memorandum of agreement between the state and EPA, a description of the program and how it's actually going to work within that state, and a statement of authority by the attorney general, and an examination of the underlying state laws and regulations. And they've got to be consistent with federal law and consistent with the Clean Water Act. In 1973, that's what I had to do for the Connecticut legislature, to take all the Connecticut water laws and try and retool them to work under the Federal Clean Water Act. Connecticut had a goal of becoming the first industrialized state in the union to receive delegation of permitting authority from EPA, and they made it. Maine got its authority in 2001. 30 years after the act was passed and it became available. Why did it take 30 years? I don't know the answer, but I asked the question. It took Connecticut 4 months. I was there. I saw it. Why 30 years? In any event, once EPA approves the program, the state assumes the permitting authority. And instead of everybody in Maine having to go to Boston for a permit, we can go to Augusta. And it has to be consistent with federal and state law. But when a state says, well, we interpret that law differently, we're going to do it our own way. Now we got a problem. And this is what I meant when I said, you've got to obey the law as written. Let me give you an example of two things that I've encountered with the Maine DEP that I think subvert the congressional intent. The first I call permit deferral. Let's assume a permit requires a disclosure of nine things the applicant's got to show in order to get a permit. Well, the applicant may be only able to accomplish six, and they may say to the state, gee, I'd like to do this, but I can only do six of the nine. A favored applicant may very well be told, do six of the nine, tell you what we'll do with the other three. We'll ignore them for now, and when we give you a permit, we'll make it a condition of the permit that you do the other three. Well, what does that do? What that does is it takes three of the nine requirements out of the hearing process. Gone, poof. They don't show up again until after the permit is awarded, and lo and behold, there's a condition saying that the applicant has to do what they were supposed to have done before they filed the application. That's clever trick number one. It takes the issues off the table, it takes them out of the hearing process, and in my opinion, it denies you and me and our towns due process of law because we cannot address those issues in the hearing if the issues aren't in the hearing. The second technique is what I call issue avoidance, and it's similar. At the beginning of a process, the Board of Environmental Protection, which serves as a hearing adjudicator for DEP, will say, gee, we're going to have a hearing. What will the topics be in our hearing? And people like me would say the application itself, all of the requirements. All they said, that can't happen. It'll be too much. We can't give you 2 weeks of our lives. We're all volunteers here. So we got to narrow this down. Everybody come up with a list. So you come up with a list. And the department then determines what they're going to, what's going to survive and actually go to hearing. Do you know what they took off the list that I requested? Carbon imprint or carbon footprint, the carbon impact of this project, the climate change impact of this project. Oh, no, not fit subject for a hearing.